are the owners and operators of a vehicle called the Dream Chaser, which is the next generation space plane that currently is working in partnership with NASA to develop a capability of bringing Americans back to low Earth orbit. Currently, the United States goes to Russia to be able to send its astronauts to the International Space Station and to conduct certain missions that are being done in that low Earth orbit area. And Dream Chaser is a space plane that's capable of taking seven people and critical cargo back and forth to places like the International Space Station, as well as being able to do things like conduct science mission work in orbit and do construction and repair work in orbit. And today we were announcing the expansion of our relationship with the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center, as well as a new relationship that we're developing with Teledyne Brown Engineering. And the focus of those two relationships is to enable and to explore how Dream Chaser can be used to advance science and research work that's being done. Marshall has quite a long history in being able to understand how to handle payloads and manage scientific activities that are going on in space. And Teledyne Brown is now over 50 years of experience in working with virtually every major program in space. That, too, also in the area of managing and working with mission concepts and specialized work that we can do in LEO.
Okay, great. Well, what does that mean for your guys' operation in Huntsville?
Sure. We are a national company, and what we're doing is building America's dream team, if you will, around space. And our philosophy is that we want to bring the best of the best to the table. We currently have 15 companies and seven NASA centers and a number of universities who have joined our team. And Alabama is really such a critical part of America's space program that we wanted to make to really tap into that knowledge base, that expertise, and that ability here. So we've opened up an office here in 2012, and we've been expanding it fairly rapidly since then. But what this means is that we're now able to really to take to the next level, to be able to really tap into the Huntsville NASA long-term knowledge base, as well as what Teledyne Brown does. And on top of that, we are going to orbit on top of a Atlas V rocket, which is built in Decatur. So it's really become, Alabama's really become a major part of what we're trying to accomplish.
Oh, great. So when do you guys get into orbit? When are you shooting for?
Yeah, we announced last month that our first confirmed flight is going to be in November of 2016, a little over 2 years from now. And that's pretty exciting, I think, for the people here in Alabama, because they can anticipate that we'll be using a number of Atlas Vs each year as we go forward with the program, and that will expand the base of operations here.
And is that going to be a mission to the space station?
The first two missions are going to be test flight missions that are going to go to orbit and conduct operations of the vehicle, and then we will, once that's done, we will be certified and we'll be able to start operational missions to the space station and other places.
All right, great. I think those are the questions I had. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think the other part of this that we were quite interested in is that there's really an expanding and very dynamic bioscience community here in Alabama. And as we look forward, our vehicle's really transportation and a platform, very much like an iPod is, and what we're looking for people to do is to create the apps for us. And the science industry here and the science experimentation community here really is quite exciting, excited about working with us, and we're similarly excited about stimulating what they can do. And I think that will become a major part of what we both will be doing here in Alabama in the future.